So the Satara, Pnimis Satara at least can be machazik a person, right? So I once heard of Moshe Wolfson explain that if you believe in Soda Satora, if you believe in Rabbi Shlomo Bar Yochai, then you get chizuk. Why? Because you look at yourself and you say, this is ridiculous already. I barely look like a Jew anymore. But if you believe in Rabbi Shlomo Bar Yochai, if you believe that there's a Sod, so just as the Torah has a Pshat, Remez, Drash, and Sod. So a person has a Pshat, Remez, Drash, and Sod. So if you believe in Rabbi Shlomo Bar Yochai, you can believe in yourself. You can believe in the Sodos of the Jewish people. So Rabosai, Torah Hashem Tumim Shivas Nafesh, and my soul is a little bit crushed today, so hopefully this will help us to mechazik ourselves and our belief in the Jewish people. Okay, the famous Gemara in Brachos, Chav Zayin Mubeis, Chav Chesem and Aleph, the story of a certain Talmud who came to Rabbi Yeshua and said, is Maariv optional or mandatory? Rabbi Yeshua replied,
optional.
That Talmud went to Rabbi Gamliel and said, Rabbi Gamliel, is Maariv optional or mandatory? Is it obligatory? Rabbi Gamliel said, it's obligatory. And this Talmud caused this whole big machlokas. They said, let's wait till the people come to the Beis Medrash. And then they asked Rabbi Gamliel again in public. And Rabbi Gamliel said, I hold it's obligatory. Does anyone disagree with me? He already knew because this Talmud told them, well, I had asked Rabbi Yeshua originally. And now Rabbi Yeshua is in this uncomfortable position. Rabbi Yeshua doesn't respond in the presence of Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel calls him out on it and says, Yeshua, stand up, tell us your shita on this. Rabbi Yeshua is very embarrassed, as he was many times in Shas by Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel left him standing, continued the shir. The people in the Beis Medrash couldn't take it for the kavod of Rabbi Yeshua, and they said, this is ridiculous, and Rabbi Gamliel was removed from his position as Nasi. Who's going to take over? Rabbi Elazar ben Azari was eventually selected after a selection process, and it was a great day for the Jewish people. They brought in many benches into the Beis Medrash, because Rabbi Gamliel was the one who held what? They're called Talmud. Shein Tocho Kobaro, Ayichanis the Beis Medrash. Rabbi Elazar ben Azari removed the guard of the Beis Medrash, opened up the doors. People were invited in, a great day of learning. Maseches Edios was taught on that day, the Gemara says. And the story goes on and on and on and on. We'll go through the details of the story as we go. But finally, at the very end of the story, the Gemara reveals to us, oh, by the way, who was that Talmud who caused that huge machlokas? It was none other than? Shem Bar Yochai. So we're going to go quickly now through two ma'amarim. Mamish Bekitzer Nimratz. I mean, it's still going to take us 40 minutes, okay. But we're not going to read everything inside. We're reading from the Sefer Kedai Hu Rabbi Shimon by Pinchas Friedman, the author of Shvili Pinchas and Shlita. And at the very end of the Sefer, he has 68 Ma'amarim on Lag Ba'Omer, 68 pieces on Lag Ba'Omer. We're going to take selections from 65 and 66, Ma'amar Samach Hay and Samach Vav, and you're going to see Mamish Pilei Plai, to quote Rav Goldlicht. Wondrous things that emerge from this Gemara. Okay, so let's take a look. On page 1, Os Aleph, he quotes the story, and he raises the question again that we raised. Why Dafka, at the end of the story, all of a sudden does it reveal to us that Oso Talmud and Rishon Bar Yochai? Why Dafka? Tell us from the beginning it's Rishon Bar Yochai. So why do you think they didn't tell us from the beginning? The answer is somewhat obvious. Take a look at the paragraph that begins, Ulechora. Ulechora Hay Efshur Liashiv. You can answer very simply, Ki mitchil lo ratu chazal, legalos ra talmud zeh hayarashvi, kadeh shalo nispal madua garam lach lokas gedola, halo tamidi chachamim, marvim sholom bo. You know why he didn't tell us it was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai from the beginning? Because Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai caused this massive machlokas. Look what he did. We're going to go through the questions one by one. Go to the left-hand side of the page. Aleph. The Chida, in his sefer, Pesach Einayim, on this Gemara, raises a very simple question that all of us are wondering if we're thinking about this Gemara. Halamatzina b'Gemara. The Gemara in Bava Kamma tells us, who was Rabbi Yeshua? Who was Rabbi Gamliel? Now, who was Rabbi Gamliel? We know from our Gemara in Brachos. Chav Zayin Amid Beis, Chav Chesem Arav. Who was Rabbi Gamliel? What was his position?
Nasi.
Who was Rabbi Yeshua? It's not abundantly clear from the Gemara in Brachos, but the Chida quotes the Gemara in Bava Kamma, Ayin Dalad Amid Beis, Shir Rabbi Yeshua Hayah Abbasid. So therefore, now, you're Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. You have a question. Tilas Arvis, Rishos, Chova, what does he do? He chooses to ask who? Rabbi Yeshua. In other words, he went to ask the Abbasin. Okay, Abbasin's a royal Lahora, he can paskin. So what happened here? Imkein, Achareisha Shal Rashbi as Rabbi Yeshua, V'kiyo menu tshuva shetilas Arvis Rishos, Ma'ra lishol shuv gamas Rabbi Gamliel Shelazo. So why did he then go running to Rabbi Gamliel and ask him again? That's like rule number one. You can't shop around for any gata kula. Sometimes a person has to get the chumrat, then he goes shop around for a kula. He got a kula, he was told, tefilas arvas reshus. He goes to Rabbi Gamliel, what's your opinion? What do you mean, what's your opinion? And if he wanted to ask Rabbi Gamliel from the beginning, says the Chida, in Ratzal Lishal as Rabbi Gamliel Mishum Shahaya Nasi, him came by Ra'al Lishal Kodem, Mikodem, as Rabbi Yeshua. If you want to go to the tops, you want to go to Rabbi Gamliel, so go to Rabbi Gamliel. Don't go to Rabbi Yeshua, hear his psak, and then come running to Rabbi Gamliel. That's question number one. Question number two, again it's a hemshach of the same question. Yesh litmua beis, sha'achare sha'ona Rabbi Gamliel l'rashbi, sha'tfilas arvis chova. Once Rabbi Gamliel told him it's a chova, ma ra akocha, hatana hagadol rashbi, legalos Rabbi Gamliel, v'alo Rabbi Yeshua amrali rishus. Why would he then go running? Why would he go and reveal to Rabbi Gamliel, oh, Rabbi Gamliel, you say it's a chova? Oh, by the way, I've been shopping around. I asked Rabbi Yeshua, he said it's a rishus. Why on earth would Rabbi Yeshua Bar Yochai say that? All the more so since we know that there was already a sichsuch throughout the years between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. So he dafka went, what, to cause machlokas? Rabbi Yeshua Bar Yochai went to cause machlokas. That was his lech achila plan. Hello, lo, hello, daito, akadosha. Never entered Rabbi Shimon Bar Gamliel's, Shimon Bar Yochai's mind, his holy mind. Shehu gorim bekach. Lilvos is eshav achlokas. He didn't realize that this was going to stir the flames, that this would further stoke the coals of machlokas. So what was he thinking? What on earth was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai thinking? That he caused such a machlokas between these tarayim, who again already had a sichsuch between them in the past. Gimel, question three. Again, it's a hemshich of the question. V'in zeh eino maspik. Anuram sherashbi himshich ilu lahagdil hamachlokas b'nei. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai didn't stop there. Again, he asked Rabbi Yeshua, he got his psak. Then he goes to Rabbi Gamliel to ask his psak. Already a bad idea. Then he reveals to Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Yeshua's psak. A worse idea. Then Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, why don't we make a whole public display out of this machlokas? An even worse idea. So what on earth is going on here? What was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's plan? Hamtein ad sheyichantzu bali trisin lebeis ha-medrash. Kishenichlasu bali trisin amar ha-shawel v'shal. Once there was a packed base medrash, Rashbi gets up again and asks the question, Tfilas Arvus v'shus ha-chova. What are you doing? U'ketotza mikach hiskul ha-sichsuch bin Rabbi Gamliel she'amar li Yeshua v'alo mishmecha amar li Yeshus. Rabbi Gamliel calls out Rabbi Yeshua in public. It's a big bizayon. Vitzarach lahavim, and therefore we need to ask: Ma'ala al dait hagadoyla v'kadoisha shrashbi lasos came. What was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai thinking? Okay, good. So to answer this, Rav Pinchas Friedman says you need to know one other famous gemara about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The gemara in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Ches. What happened in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Beis? In the next paragraph, we'll read where it's bolded. The famous discussion that took place in Karen B'Yavna. Tanu Rabbana. Kishenichlas Rabbo Seinu LeKaren B'Yavna. Amru Asida Torah Shetishakach MiYisrael. The rabbis were panicking. They were nervous that Torah is going to be forgotten. And they cited at that time the Pasuk at Amos. Hine yomim ba'im nu'um Hashem Elokim. V'ashlachti ra'av ba'aretz. Lo ra'av lo lechem lo tzame l'mayim kim l'shmo es divrei Hashem. The world is going to be starving for Torah. V'ksiv, and furthermore it says, V'na'u miyam ad yam. People will wander from sea to sea. U'mitzafon va'ad mizrach. From north to east, yeshotetu, right? They shall wander around. Levakish is devar Hashem, v'lo yimtzo. People are going to be looking everywhere for Torah, and Torah's going to be lost. That was the fear of Rabbi Hoseinu, of our great rabbis, in Karen B'Yavna. Who stood up at that time? Tanya, Rishum Ben Yochai Omer, Chas v'shalom, that the Torah would be forgotten. Shenamar, ki lo si shachach mi pizaro, the Torah will never be forgotten. From the children, it'll be passed from generation to generation. Elama ani makayim. So it says Rishon Bar Yochai. So what do I do with the pasuk Amos? What does it mean that Yeshoytetu Levakish is Dvar Hashem below Yimtzah? That people are going to be roaming the earth looking for the Dvar Hashem and not being able to find it? It's not that the Torah is going to be forgotten. Maybe the level of scholarship will drop a little bit. Shelo Yimtzah Halacha Brura Mishnah Brura B'makom Echad. You're not going to find Halacha Brura and Mishnah Brura in one place. Meaning, to have figures who are all-encompassing Torah figures, that's going to be lost. But as far as Torah learning taking place, it's going to actually be taking place. It's not going to be forgotten. Jews will continue to study Torah. What was happening in Yavne? Who was leading this conversation in Yavne? And how do we resolve our Gemara in Brachos based on this Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Ches. So as we turn the page, v'tzarach bir, l'shema hodiyo lanu chachmin uzal shenichlesu bekerem yavda. Why tell us that they were in Yavda? The answer is very simple. Says Rav Pinchas Friedman as we turn the page, Shira ben Gamliel ve'yoso nasi. Top of the next page, hayamachiz va'omer. Kol talmud sheino soho kabaro la'yichanes le'beis ha'medrash. Rabbi Gamliel was the one who had this attitude towards Torah, that only someone who's Tochel Kabaro is allowed to enter the Beis HaMedrash. Who was the one who was the leader of Yavne? Who was the Gadol Hador in Yavne? Who was the Nasi at this time? Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel was the one who held that you have to be Tochel Kabaro, and he was the leading scholar in Yavne. So put the two Gemaras together now. Rabbi Gamliel is the one who says you have to be Tochel Kabaro in order to enter the Beis Medrash. What do the rabbis say to Rabbi Gamliel? Such an elitist attitude is going to cause what? Shichachas HaTorah. The Torah can't survive like this. The Beis Medrash is going to dwindle down to a handful of people. That's not Hashem's plan for this world, that only a handful of people should be learning Torah at any given time. And therefore, the Chachamim were nervous that Torah is going to be forgotten. In the second paragraph, he quotes the Gemara in Sukkah where it's bolded. Reisi b'nei Aliyah v'heinu atim. There's only few people who could be on the Tocho Kabaro track. And therefore, the rabbis turned to Rabbi Gamliel at this meeting of the Gedolei Hador in Yavne, headed by Rabbi Gamliel himself. And they said, Torah is going to be forgotten. Comes along Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai with his Ruach HaKodesh and says, I have a plan. What's my plan? I'm going to overthrow Rabbi Gamliel. I am going to cause a machlokas, which will eventually cause Rabbi Gamliel to be removed from his post. Rabbi Elazar ben Azari will take over, knowing that Rabbi Elazar ben Azari is going to have an open door policy and let hundreds of Talmidim into the Beis Medrash. And that, in that sense, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, I'm going to be the one to ensure that Torah will not be forgotten. And he orchestrated this whole machlokas in order to open up the Beis Medrash. Let's read at the bottom paragraph in the right hand column. Amnam Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. She is nagi l'shita zo. Yeshua Echai was so against. And again, that's always been the attitude of the transmitters of Pnimiyas HaTorah. Whether it was Yeshua Echai, or there was the Baal Shem Tov, it was always about how can I make Torah accessible to the masses. It cannot be that only a few people are zochet to Torah. Kol sheyesh lo emunah b'rashbi. If you believe in the secrets of Torah, then you believe that every Jew has a secret. And therefore, if a Jew superficially seems unworthy of Torah, we say to such a Jew, chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. Ba'omet Libcha, you are very much worthy of Torah. And we encourage him to come to Beis Medrash. So therefore, Rishon Bar Yochai, who was so against this Shita, who took up the post of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he took that approach, should tzarech lahachnis be Beis Medrash, kol echad mi Yisrael, ki afilu mi she'ein tocho kabaro, mikol mako mitoch shalo lishma balishma. We have to bring people to the Beis Medrash. And therefore, Rishon Bar Yochai got up in Yavne, confronting Rabbi Gamliel and said, Chas v'shalom, saying to his fellow rabbis, you'll see, I have a plan. I'm going to make sure that Rabbi Gamliel's approach is forgotten, and the Torah itself will not be forgotten. Top of the left column, Lefize Nira Lomer, Ki Kasher Ra Rashbi, Shabbat Gamliel Anasi, Eino Machnes Beis HaMedrash, Rak Talmud Shetocho Kabaro, Hinei Kedarkam Shal Tzadikim, the ways of a great tzadikim, all the more so Rashbi, Heisig Beruach Kodsho, Shekedei Shalo Tishtakach Torah Miyisrael, Kefi Shechashu Chaveiro Bekarim B'Yavne. How am I going to fix this concern that the rabbis had in Yavne? Mutala Salav Achova, Lifol Sheichol Kan Eza Shino. I need to begin the process of transformation. We need the new leadership. We need a new Hanaga. Sheyigrom Lekach Lahachas Beis HaMedrash Gam Yishein Tocho Kabar. We need to come up with a plan that somehow the Beis Medrash doors will be opened. V'achein, Ketotzami Pulaso, Amnam Gar Mitchila Sichsuch Beinu Gamliel and Yeshua. So with great wisdom, Yeshua Yochai orchestrated this Sichsuch between Rabbi Gamliel and Yeshua. Aval Besofo Shel Davar, Lo Rak Sheyishlimu Beineyam Mitzkayim Behem, Tavidei Chamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam, Ela Benosef Alkach B'Tkufa Ktzara. In the end, of course, Rabbi Gamliel and Yeshua, at the end of the story of Brachos, worked out their differences, but more importantly, the real thing that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was planning to do was to what? Was to get the Beis Medrash filled again. Ela Benosef Alkach B'Tkufa Ktzara Sheshimi Shel Elazar ben Azariah Kenasi, in that short period that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah took over entirely, and he was the new leader of the Beis Medrash. Nisbat laGezeres Rabbi Gamliel, v'yachnisu leBeis Medrash kol Talmid afilu em ein tocho kabaro, and in that way the Torah was saved and not chas v'shalom forgotten. Okay, so Rabbi said this is stage one. A very brilliant biur from Rav Pinchas Friedman, putting together again the Gemara in Maseches Brachos, with the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, to show that again Rabbi Gamliel's plan would have destroyed Torah Chas V'Shalom. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai orchestrated this machlokas, knowing that Rabbi Gamliel would again be removed from Nasi, Rabbi Lazar and Azariah would take over, he would open up the Beis HaMedrash, and these two Gemaras fit beautifully hand in hand. Okay, so that's very beautiful, and I would say that that's almost al derech hapshat. Again, understanding that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is working in Sodos HaTorah to orchestrate such a plan, but the two Gemaras are explained in a very revealed sense. Okay, now we go much deeper. Much, much deeper. Turn the page. Now we jump ahead to Maimer Samech Vav. And this, again, is in many ways a hemshich of what we were just learning. Okay, let's go much deeper. Because as Rav Pinchas Friedman, there is nothing, not a single mention of anything that happens in Shas. There is nothing that is Levat Halal. Every detail is so magnificently orchestrated and so perfectly planned out. And therefore, we need to ask some questions. What was the goal? What was the big picture we learned in Maimer Samechei just now? The big picture was that Rabbi Gamliel was stopping the spread of Torah. Rabbi Yishon Bar Yochai wanted to enhance the spread of Torah. And therefore, Rabbi Yishon Bar Yochai worked out a plan to get rid of Rabbi Gamliel. But what about the other players? How do they fit into this? Why did Rabbi Yeshua have to be the one to be publicly disgraced to allow this plan to unfold? Why did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Dafka take over for Rabbi Gamliel? Why was he the perfect candidate? And he's going to reveal all of this to us in Pnimius HaTorah through the prism of Gilgulei Neshamos. Now we know, and he quotes on the left-hand column, you can see where it's bolded. Okay, we're on the page that's, you can't see the page, it's cut off on top. But the page that begins, Maimer Samech Vav. In the left-hand column, where it's bolded, he quotes the Zohar. The Zohar says in Mishpatim, Pasach Rabbi Shimon Va'amar, Ve'eila Mishpatim Asher Tassim Lefnei. It's a well-known mimer from the Zohar that Parshas Mishpatim says the Zohar Tirgum ve'ilun dinaya de tistar kadameon. These are the laws that should be presented before you. Ilan inon sidurin de galgula dinan dinishmasa. Parshas Mishpatim is the parsha of Gilgulei Neshamos. What does Parshas Mishpatim have to do with Gilgulei Neshamos? That is a well-known explanation of the Baal Shem Tov. Now think about what a Gilgul does. Let's say you come to court. And Reuven and Shimon have a machlokas. And the person in court, Paskins, like Reuven. And Shimon knows that he's right. So what's going to happen? Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to work everything out. In the next lifetime, Reuven will eventually pay back Shimon. And through the koch of Gilgul, even if a Beis Din messes up, Kadosh Baruch Hu will work behind the scenes to work everything out. And therefore, Ve'ela Mishpatim Asher Tassim Lifneiam, the whole Indian of Beis Din is the Indian of Gilgul. There's a story of the Baal Shem Tov that goes with it, which we'll save for another time. So, how does Gilgul play into this? And again, if Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was able to see beyond, and the Zohar says, I have the koach of Gilgul, I recognize Gilgul, how did Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai understand in a very deep way exactly who Rabbi Gamliel was, who Rabbi Yeshua was, who Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was? Rabosai, hang on to your hats. This is unbelievable. Turn the page. I told you we're going to move quickly. Yeah.
Rabbi Shimon was saying he had the ability to see the
game. Rabbi Shimon knew exactly what he was doing from beginning to end. He knew who Rabbi Gamliel was, and he knew that Rabbi Yeshua has to play a role in this tikkun, and he knew that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah has to play a role in this tikkun. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai had the whole thing worked out, and Rabbi Pinchas Friedman, with again very brilliance and his unbelievable bekiyas in Pnimius HaTorah, is going to reveal the whole thing to us.
Based on the Zohar?
Well, no, he's just using the Zohar as a springboard to tell us that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was very much focused and aware of Gilgulei Neshamos. And that's how Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was able to recognize exactly who the players were in this sugya. Okay? So let's start with the piece where he says, Os Aleph. See the Aleph? Mikos Lebescha. He starts with a mimer from Abbas Derbi Nassim. A perplexing mimer in Abbas Derbi Nassim. It's in Perek Yudalid. And it doesn't really make much sense. And many Sfar are trying to work out, what does this mimer mean? Chamisha Talmidim Hayulol Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Lekulan kara lehen shemos. Okay, so far it sounds like Pirkei Avos. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had his five talmidim, and they were very great. And he discussed their greatness, as we know from Pirkei Avos. And Avos Rabbi Nassan, it adds that not only did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai sing their praises, but he recited certain psukim with regard to their names. Yoshua ben Chananya, that's the Rabbi Yoshua, who was embarrassed in our story in Brachos. Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya, karalo chut ha-meshulash lo mehera yinatik. That the three-ply cord, the pasuk in Koheles and Parak Dalet, a three-ply cord is not easily severed. It's not even easily broken. You take three strands and you weave them together, it's not easily torn apart. And many of the Mefarshim were trying to figure out, what on earth does that have to do with Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya? How does that fit into the life, to the character, to the personality of Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya? Now again, who's the one who referred to him by this pasuk? It was his Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, needless to say, was no slouch in learning. He was quite a brilliant Torah scholar. And Rabbi Pinchas Friedman quotes to establish, again, the depths of who Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was, just like Rabbi Shimon was able to see beyond. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was as well. It's very clear. The Gemara Sukkah Chav Chesam and Aleph. Amar Olava Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Shelo Iniach Mikra Umishna Gemara Halachos Agados Dikduke Torah Dikduke Sofrim Kalin Bechamur. He knew it all. He really knew Kol HaTorah Kula. Sichos Malachi Asharis. He was well versed in it. Sichos Shaden, the conversations of demons, he knew well. Sichos Dekalim, when a tree was blowing, he knew what the leaves were saying. Davar Gadol Maisa Merkava, Davar Katan Havayos Davayav Rava. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai knew everything. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai looks at his Talmud and he says, when I think of you, Rabbi Yeshua, I think of the Pasuk, V'achut HaMashulash Lov Mehera Yinasek. What does that mean? What is it that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai saw? What was he recognizing that was true about the nature of his Talmud, Yoshua ben Chananya? So, we return to the Gemara in Brachos. In the left-hand column where it's bolded, what was the end of the story? Rabbi Yeshua was very hurt by Rabbi Gamliel. And in the end, Rabbi Gamliel came to try to appease Rabbi Yeshua. He came to his house to visit him. And if you recall the very sad story, let's take a look inside. Kimata lebeise, chazinu la'ashisa debeise demishachar. When Rabbi Gamliel came to Rabbi Yeshua's home, he saw that the ashisa debeise, the walls of his home, were mishachar, were black. His home was blackened. He was clearly a very poor individual. Amar lo, Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Yeshua, mikos lebeischa ata nikar shapach miata. It appears to me, from the walls of your home, that you must be a blacksmith. Why didn't he know this already? Rabbi Gamliel the Nasi didn't know what Rabbi Yeshua's house looked like. He didn't know that he was living in squalor. He didn't realize that he was living like a poor person with blackened walls. He's a pachmi, he's a blacksmith. That's how he's making parnasa. Amar lo, Rabbi Yeshua said back to him, Oy lo ledor sha'ata parnasa. Very painful line to hear in the Gemara. Rabbi Yeshua turns to Rabbi Gamliel the Nasi and says, are you that disconnected from reality? Do you not realize how I've been living? The pain and difficulty by with which I sustain myself. Woe to the generation that you are the leader. That your hanhaga is one where you're aloof. You're not connected. Even to the Av Beis Din, who seemingly we should have a good relationship. You don't know what's going on. You don't know what I have to do to put food on my table. How can that be? This is the first time you've come to my house. They would say to me, oh, it appears to me that you're a blacksmith. How do you not know that? And he was very hurt by that. Okay, I'm in love with what Leo says to him. I apologize, please forgive me. Rabbi Yeshua refused to forgive him. Rabbi Gamliel says, forgive me for the kavod of my father's house. I come from such distinguished lineage. You may be angry at me, but do it for my ancestors. And it was at that point that Rabbi Yeshua said, fine, I forgive you. I forgive you. And they worked things out. And if he said he forgave him, it means he forgave him. The stump of the feelings were restored between the two of them. What's going on here? What's the secret of this conversation? He came to his house, he realizes he's a blacksmith, he says, woe to the generation that you're the leader. So Rabbi Pinchas Friedman on the left-hand side of the page, moving on to the next column, he quotes, you'll see in the second paragraph, the Shailos and Tshuvos Tashbeitz. He quotes the Tashbeitz. Who's the Tashbeitz? Shimon ben Tzemach Duran, one of the great poskim. When it's his Tshuvos, we call it Tashbeitz. Yesterday I mentioned in passing his commentary on Pirkei Avos, which is Rashbitz, right? Because that's Rabbi Shimon ben Tzemach Duran. So it doesn't really make sense to call him Tashbitz unless you're quoting a tshuva. People often refer to him as the Tashbitz, anyways. But Tash, the top, right, of Tashbitz is tshuvas. Shimon ben Tzemach was his name. Shimon or Shimshon? Shimshon. I'm not sure. I think Shimshon. Okay, so what was going on here? Says the Tashbeitz in one of his tshuvos, Chelek Aleph, Siman Kuf Mem Beis. Al kach Rabbi Yeshua haya pachmi. What's the story here? Rabbi Yeshua was a blacksmith. Rabbi Yeshua was a beis din. Do you think it's appropriate for the Av Beis Din to make parnasa as a blacksmith? Can you imagine the Av Beis Din is your car mechanic? Imagine such a thing. Bizayim. The Gemara in Kedushin says the Tash Beis tells us, Kevin Chinismana Otam Parnes Al Tzibur, Osir Vasiyas Malachim Bifnei Shlosha. Once you're a communal leader, you're no longer allowed to what? You're no longer allowed to do malacha in public. You can't be seen in public doing mundane things. Why? Because then people lose respect for Torah. Says Rashi, Sheganayhu v'shiflus l'dor, Shekfufim l'zeh she'ein lo mishi yasim alachto. It's a big bizarre. The Rosh Hashiva is out mowing his own lawn. We can't afford that. We should give him a little more money. We should take care of these things for him. It's a bizarre that a communal leader should be involved in, again, such mundane things. The Im Kane, so says the Tash Beitz, Rabbi Yeshua Shaya Abaisin, how is it possible that he was a blacksmith? The answer was, what did the Gemara say? If you're a communal leader, you're not allowed to do malacha in public. Did Rabbi Yeshua do malacha in public? Was he a blacksmith in a blacksmith's shop? Where was he doing his malacha? In the privacy of his own home. V'tireitz k'Rabbi Yeshua asav alachto b'tzina. L'chein lo yadar Rabbi Gamliel mizeh. Shum laso pachmi. So now at least we can begin to understand Rabbi Gamliel had somewhat of an excuse for not knowing, because Rabbi Yeshua himself kept this very secretive. And yet at the same time, Rabbi Yeshua rebuked him by saying, Oy lo l'dor sha'ata parnasa. Woe to the generation that you are the leader. Because still, you should be much more connected to the Tzaren Shel Talmidei Chachamim. Tash Beis gives a second answer. He says it could be that he wasn't really a blacksmith. It's just that his walls were so black because he was so poor that people are going to assume you're a blacksmith. And again, Rabbi Yeshua replies to him, well, why do you think my walls are so black? It's because you, as the leader of the Jewish people, should be doing better fundraising. And I can't afford to do anything about it. I'm not allowed to work publicly, and you're not supporting me. So you're leaving me in a very difficult situation. Okay, so this is a beginning of an understanding towards the conversation between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel. Rabosai Os Beis, the bottom of the right-hand column of the left side of the page. Now we get into the Gilgal aspect of our shiur. Says Rabbi Pinchas Friedman. Let's start to put it all together. Who was Rabbi Yeshua? Who was Rabbi Gamliel? Who was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? And how did Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, with his brilliant wisdom of Gilgulei Neshamos, orchestrate this magnificent plan? So he quotes at the bottom of the page, he quotes from the Gilgulei Neshamos, the Sefer of the Ramah Mipano. Rabbi Menachem Azariah, Mipano, some like to say Mifano, right? Was a great Italian Mekubal, a clean-shaven Mekubal. A clean-shaven Mekubal, as we mentioned, I think, in the shaving shiur from Sundays many months ago. The Ramah Mipano received his tradition of who is his Rebbe. So he tells us in the leftmost column, Shekibo Mirabo Harava Kadosh Rebbe Yisrael Saruk Zatzal. Right? The Mahari Saruk. Mahari Saruk is one of the major transmitters of Torah's who? Well, who is the Mahari Saruk's Rebbe? Who is Rebbe Yisrael Saruk's Rebbe? He received his tradition, his Kabbalah, from the Arizal. Okay? So the Mahari Saruk is as connected to the source as anyone. So what does the Ramah Mipano write in Simon Samach Aleph of his Sefer, his magnificent work, Gilgulei Neshamos? He writes the following words bolded. Rabbi Yoshua Ba'ahu Ma'isad Rabbi Gamliel, Poligalei, Visham Itmar Mikosle Bezcha Nikar Shapach Miata. All of these things are being meramis to us the fact that what? Hu Iburo the Yoshua Kohen Gadol. Who was this Yoshua Ben Hanania? He was none other than Yoshua Kohen Gadol. Who's Yoshua Kohen Gadol? In Zechariah Perek Gimel, Haloze Ud Mutzal Me'esh, Rabbi Yoshua Kohen Gadol was like a firebrand that was plucked from the fire. Rabbi Yoshua Kohen Gadol was one of the few people who was fortunate enough to survive Golas Babel, and in fact returned to Yerushalayim. To return to Yerushalayim. He was like what? The remnant that escaped the fires. So therefore what? Zeu Shamar Pach Miata V'hushcheru Panav. Why is our Yehoshua in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, right? Yehoshua ben Hananya, the Tana, why is he described as a blacksmith? Why are the walls of his home blackened? Because he is Yehoshua Kohen Gadol, who escaped the fires, whose home was singed, right? But he escaped the fires. We'll understand more in a moment. Let's review a little Zechariah. Let's make sure we know what we're talking about here. At the beginning of the third parak of Zechariah, the very famous pasuk, "Vayar Enias Yoshua Kohen Gadol Omid Lefnei Malach Hashem." Zechariah says, I saw Yeshua Kohen Gadol standing before the Malach Hashem, and the Satan was standing alongside Yeshua on his right side, Lisitno, in order to accuse Yeshua Kohen Gadol. Now we'll see what skeletons Yeshua Kohen Gadol had in his closet. Vayomer Hashem al HaSatan, Yigar Hashem b'cha HaSatan, Vayigar Hashem b'cha HaBocher B'Yishalayim, Halo Ze'ud Mutzal Me'esh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems to criticize the Satan. He seems to also be criticizing the Bocher B'Yerushalayim. He seems to be criticizing Yeshua Kohen Gadol. And yet at the same time acknowledging that Yeshua Kohen Gadol survived because of his sinkus. What's going on here? Says Rashi, listen, no. La'astino ashahayu banav nesuos nashim akum. What was the skeletons? Again, Rabbi Yeshua Kohen Gadol's closet. Rabbi Yeshua Kohen Gadol's children married non-Jewish women. And that was a big disgrace. So Yeshua Kohen Gadol himself was a big tzaddik, but his children, unfortunately, had strayed a bit. K'moshe kasa b'sefer Ezra, when it talks about all of that intermarriage. Going on in Rashi, Yigar Hashem b'cha ha-satan, Yigar HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'cha ata ha-satan. V'chozer ha-omer, V'yigar Hashem b'cha hu, ha-bocher b'Yerushalayim. Shaloti chanis lefanav l'kachay ha-tzaddik hazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is criticizing the satan for starting up with Yeshua Kohen Gadol. Hello, Roy. Who bezochel akach shehutzal meish asefa? Yeshua Kohen Gadol's merits have clearly been proven from the fact that he survived. Hello, ze ud mutzal meish mefurish begadas chelik. The Gemara tells us in chelik shehosh lachem achav v'chaveiro leor that Yeshua Kohen Gadol was thrown into a fiery furnace with Achav and his friend. Rabbosai, what's going on here? Do we know this story? So let's find out what the story is. Yeshua Kohen Gadol is in trouble for having sons who he didn't properly rebuke. Yeshua Kohen Gadol is not in trouble because he was saved, as clearly indicated. He survived the last bubble and made it back to Yerushalayim. And yet, he seems to be thrown into a fire and yet survived. What's the story here? So turn the page. We're getting to the end. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells the following story. There were two Nevi'ei Sheker. One was named Achav, one was named Tzidkiah. They were Nevi'ei Sheker who were brought before Nebuchadnezzar, pretending to have a message from Hashem. Nebuchadnezzar said, okay, let's find out. Let's find out if you are indeed authentic Nevi'im. I'm going to throw you into a fire, the same way that Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were thrown into a fire. And if you survive, that'll be a sign that you are in fact true prophets. So what did these two wicked individuals, Achav and Tzidkiah, say? Yomar and Chelek tells us, they said, well, Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah survived because they had a third friend who went in with them. We need a third as well. Otherwise, maybe our merits alone are not enough. Right? Feigning humility, we're not enough on our own, even though we're in the VAMS, but we need someone to come with us. So Nebuchadnezzar says, fine, pick someone. Who do they pick? Rabbosai? Yeshua Kohen Gadol. They pick Yeshua Kohen Gadol, will come with them, assuming that Yeshua Kohen Gadol's merit will watch over them. What happens? They get thrown into the fire. Achav and Tzidkiah, these Nevi'ei Sheker, are burnt to a crisp. Yeshua Kohen Gadol survives, but the Gemara says that his clothes, at that time were singed by the fires. That's what the Gemara says. Why were his clothes burnt? Says the Gemara where it's bolded in the right-hand column. My time at Iyanash. Why was it that his clothing was even damaged? Amar Rav Papa, Shayubanov, no sin nashim, she'enan hagunas lakun, avala micha behen. Because he had sons who married out of the faith, and he didn't stop them. So Rabbosai, what do you see in this Gemara? You see that Yeshua Kohen Gadol was a very righteous individual. He was selected by these Nevi'ei Sheker to try to save themselves. They were killed. Yeshua Kohen Gadol survives. That's what it means when the Navi Zechariah says that he was an Ud Mutzal Me'esh. Not just he survived the fires and destruction of Golis Bavel. He survived in the sense that what? That he was physically thrown into a fire. Was he held accountable for the fact that his sons had strayed from Yiddishkeit? Yes, he was. His clothing was burnt. And therefore, now we understand the conversation between Hashem and the Satan. Satan, you're going to start up with Yeshua Kohen Gadol. Don't you realize what a tzaddik he was? And if you'll taina that Yeshua Kohen Gadol is not perfect because he didn't properly rebuke his children, he got punished for that. His clothing was damaged for that. So Hashem says, Satan, you back off. Yeshua Kohen Gadol got what he deserved. And he deserves at this point to be treated as a tzaddik. And the fact that he failed to properly rebuke his children, he was already punished for that. Okay? So Rabbosai, we've come one step further. That our Yeshua ben Hananya, the blacksmith, is somehow connected to the neshama of Yeshua Kohen Gadol. But if you remember, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said about his Talmud, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, V'achut ha-meshulash lo b'meher yinatek. Which means there has to be one more dimension to this soul. Take a look at Os Gimel. At the Havan is bonin ba'od tzela shekadim l'shnei ha'ishim Yoshua Kohen Gadol v'Rabbi Yoshua. There's a third person who actually preceded Rabbi Yoshua Kohen Gadol and Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya, the Tana. And we have to go back all the way to the times of Avraham Avinu. The Torah tells us in Bereishis Yud Aleph, "Yamas Haran al Pnei Terach Aviv, Be'eretz Molad Tov Bor Kastim." We know that Haran died before his father. He died in his father's time, and he died in Or Kastim. Now we know about Or Kastim, and we know about his father. And Rashi puts it all together based on a Medrash Agada. What does it mean that he died al Pnei Terach Aviv? Pashup Pshat, he died while his father was still alive. Deeper Pshat, he died because of his father. Terach took Avram, who at the time was called Avram before Nimrod. And he said, look at this troublemaker, my son. And Nimrod says, throw him into the fire. And Haran says to himself, as Rashi records from the Medrash Haggadah, I'm going to do whatever happens. Whose side am I on? I'm on whoever wins. If Avram comes out alive, I'll say, I'm also prepared to be thrown in the fire. If Avram gets burnt to a crisp, then I'll say, Nimrod, I'm with you. I am also an idol worshiper. What happened? Avram went in. Avram came out. They said to Haran, who are you with? He says, I'm with my brother Avram. Well, they threw him into the fire, and he was burnt up. And that's why it's called Or Kastim. The fires of Nimrod that burned Haran in that place. Al Pnei Terach Aviv, caused by the instigation of Terach, his own father. Okay? Says the Rambam Ipano, in the bottom paragraph, Rambam Ipano, this time in Gilgulei Neshama Simen Memhei, Haran is Aver B'Yoshua Kohen Gadol. Now we have our Chut HaMeshulash. Haran was reincarnated as Yoshua Kohen Gadol. Yoshua Kohen Gadol is reincarnated as Yoshua ben Chananya. How does it all work out so nicely? Haran was a good guy. Haran was in fact a very good guy. Sfasemis has a piece, I don't want to go into it right now, but Sfasemis has a piece where he explains how Mashiach really comes from Haran. Haran was a very good guy. He was nervous, he didn't know what to do. So he said something that was a little bit unrefined. That what? That I'm only going to go in the fire if it works for Avram. Well, because of that, he was punished. But he essentially was prepared to give his life. And he did give his life, Al-Kiddush Hashem. And he deserves another chance. So when does Haran go back into the fires and this time come out alive? Says the Rambam Ipano, when Yoshua, Kohen Gadol, gets thrown into the fires and emerges with only his clothing being singed. Says the Pinchas Friedman in the third column, Nimtzinu lemeidim midvar v'akadoshim. What do we see? Sheish kan chut ha-meshulash. We have in fact here a chut ha-meshulash. Reishiso, Haran achi Avram. The first time he was Haran, the brother of Avram. A few lines down. The second time he was Yoshua Kohen Gadol. A few lines down. The third time he was Yoshua Av Beis Din. Unbelievable. Unbelievable how things are starting to come together. Okay. Good. So now we have our Chut HaMeshulash, Shelo B'Meheri Yinatek. Turn the page. Rabosai, we're on our second to last page. Turn the page. Coming to the end. Now, who's Rabbi Gamliel? We've sort of worked out Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua the blacksmith is Yeshua Kohen Gadol, who spent many years in the fire in all of his various existences. Right? When he was Haran, when he was Yeshua Kohen Gadol, and now here is Rabbi Yoshua once again with his blackened walls, being meramis to the blackened clothing of Yeshua Kohen Gadol. Let's take a look at Oshe. Who's Rabbi Gamliel? Who's Rabbi Gamliel? V'derech zu mesila na'ala v'argam kein madu nistavi v'davar shedafk rabbelazar v'nazari nismanam min ha'shamayim l'nasim mekomos Rabbi Gamliel. V'hu haya zeh shetziva l'salik shomer ha'pesach v'lahachnas l'beis ha'medrash gam talmud sheino tochu kabar. We need to find out why did rabbelazar v'nazari take over. Who was Rabbi Gamliel and who was rabbelazar v'nazari? Take a look. He quotes again the Rambam Ipano in his Gilgulei Neshamos Sefer HaGilgulim in Perek Samachay. Look what he writes. In Yinmash Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azari. Now, I told you, the Gemara had a discussion who's going to take over for Rabbi Gamliel. They weren't sure who was going to take over. In the end, Rabbi Elazar ben Azari was picked. Why was Rabbi Elazar ben Azari picked? One of the reasons is, the Gemara says, Harayani Kaben Shivim Shana, V'amr Shuhu Haya Asiri LaEzra. Rabbi Elazar ben Azari was the 10th generation descendant of who? Of Ezra HaSofer. Ki hu haya Ezra Baraza de Gulgula. Says the Rambam Ipano, not only was he a 10th generation descendant of Ezra, but Rabbi Elazar ben Azari in fact was a reincarnation of Ezra. What do we know about Ezra? top of the left-hand column, the leftmost column, the Gemara in Sukha says, Kishinishtacha Torah mi Yisrael, Ola Ezra mi Bavel v'yasta. Ezra Sofer is a person who defends what? Torah, to make sure Torah should not be forgotten. What was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's plan? What did he say in Yavne? Go back to Shabbos Kuf Lamed Ches. I'm going to make sure the Torah is not forgotten. And how is he going to do that? By getting Rabbi Gamliel removed and Ezra takes over. What do we? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah takes over. Who is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? He was Ezra Sofer. Ezra Sofer is the one who makes sure that Torah will continue to exist. So therefore, Megalgul in Schus La Yidei Zakai, says Rabbi Pinchas Friedman. If he was Ezra in a previous lifetime, and he protected Torah to make sure Torah would be expanded, he'll be Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in his next lifetime. And he'll bring rows and rows of benches into the Beis Medrash to carry out the plan of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai that Torah should not be forgotten. Yes?
How does he know?
I don't know. Eliyahu HaNavi told him, probably. How does their mommy Pano know? I have no idea. I have no idea. But I used to always tell high school kids who asked that type of question, it's a very honest question, a good question, it's a fair question. How do they know? How do they know? When the Arizal says that so-and-so is the Gilgal of so-and-so, right? How do they know? And when the Ramah Mipana says, how does he know? The truth is, well, on the one hand, it's a very legitimate question, on the other hand, it's an extremely illegitimate question. Why? It would be the equivalent of walking into an operating room and saying to a surgeon, the world's greatest brain surgeon, you're going to cut there? Now, the surgeon's going to say, yes, I am. You're going to say, why? How do you know it's a cut there? How do you know? Do you expect me to sum up my years and years and years of study, my years of research, my years of practice? Do you think I can explain it to a regular achas? You come into the operating room and say, how do you know? So the surgeon says to you, excuse me. If you want to learn how I know, we can get there. But I can't explain it to a regular achas. So I think that's sort of the answer to your question. How did the Ramah Mipano know? A lot of work. A lot of work. A lot of madrigas. For us to be able to, we have to say one of two things, though. That's what I also always say. When you hear something wild like this from the Ramah Mipano, the Arizal, one of two possibilities. Either a Ramah Mipano is, I hate even to say the word, it's a crazy person, is spewing lies, or, right, he's a big tzaddik who knows things that we don't yet understand. I'm much more comfortable assuming that the Arizal knows what he's talking about. It is not Shem Meshugana who's just, you know, guessing. Right? The Arizal is Ochet Gilei Eliyahu HaNavi. He knew things from beyond this world. How does one get there? Exactly when he found out, how he knows, it's hard for us to know. But we have to have the humility to know. It would be no less than walking into an operating room and saying to a world-class brain surgeon, you sure you want to cut there? And he'll say, yes, I'm sure. He'll say, can you explain it to me? And I'll say, no, I can't explain it to you. Because it's taken, again, years and years and years of very thoughtful training and study to get to this place. So you can walk out of the room and say, this guy doesn't know what he's doing. Or you can walk out with humility and say, he's obviously a very great brain surgeon, and he can't give me his whole mahalach of regalachas as an outsider who's just getting a glimpse inside the operating room. Okay? But it's a good question. It is a fair question. And it's hard for us to know how these tzaddikim know these things. But, you know, we have a muna that they're telling us the truth and they know these things from higher channels of chachma. Okay? So let's see. So if Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is Ezra Sofer, so again, Megalgulin Schus L'Yidei Zakai, Ezra Sofer, the Gemara in Sukkah says, protects Torah from being forgotten. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah will protect Torah from being forgotten. Rabosai, bottom left-hand corner, and we come to the final step. One more revelation from the Ramah Mipano, and then we can put the whole puzzle together. The Ramah Mipano, back in the Gilgulei Neshamos, in Siman Dal, recording from two Svarim of the Ramah Mipano, Sefer HaGilgulim and Gilgulei Neshamos. Two different works about Gilgul, and who various people were over the course of their various lifetimes. Says the Ramah Mipano, as we turn the page, Be'inyan Shoresh, Nishmasan Shorim Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So we know who Rabbi Yeshua was. We know who Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is Ezra. Who's Rabbi Gamliel? Take a look. Amazing. Top of the second to last page of our photocopies. Rabbi, where it's bolded. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Kishenase Nasi Amrinan Hasan Debrachos, Shua Siri La Ezra, Vuhu Kohen V'Ashir, who Gilgul the Ezra. Okay, we knew that already. The Ramah told us that already. Rabbi Gamliel was a Gilgul of Nehemiah. Ezra Nehemiah. Ezra Nehemiah. Rabbi Gamliel was a Gilgul of Nehemiah. V'al ki Amar Nehemiah. Nehemiah in the fifth parak of the book of Nehemiah. Now we'll come back to that term because Nehemiah is not really a book. Ezra and Nehemiah is counted as a single book of Tanakh, and the Gemara tells us it's really supposed to be called Ezra, so hang with me for a moment. But if you were to open up a Tanakh today, to the book of Nehemiah, in the 5th chapter, Pasuk 19, Yud Tes, you would see the following. Nehemiah says, Hashem, look how much I did for you. Zachar li elokai letova. Hashem, remember me for the good. Remember me for the good. You're a little too full of yourself, Nehemiah. So what happened? Nitra Rabban Gamliel minisuyosa v'ahi maisa debrachos k'shem shlo nikra sefer Nehemiah shemo. The same way that Nehemiah didn't have the honor that he deserved, it was taken away from him, that the book would no longer be called by his name, so too Rabban Gamliel, the Nasi, would have his nisuyos taken away from him. So Rabban Gamliel was Nehemiah. Okay. Explains to Pinchas Friedman. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that the Gimel and Beis, Michti. When did Nehemiah lose, right? Meaning, what's the Ramami panel being Miramis to? This Gemara in Sanhedrin. Kol mili de Ezra Nehemiah ben Chachlaya Amrinu. Everything that we find in the book of Ezra is really the book of Nehemiah. The book should have been called Nehemiah. Right? So Nehemiah ben Chachlaya, my time lo ikri sifra al shmei. So why is the book not called by his name? Amr of Yirmiyah bar Abba, b'mnei shehichzik tov la'atzmo. Because he was a little bit too full of himself. He said, again, obviously on his madriga, by saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zachar li elokai letova, Hashem, remember me for the good. And therefore, he was penalized that the Sefer will not be called by his name. Says the Ramami Pano, Rabbi Gamliel, the Gilgal of Nehemiah, will also lose the honor that he seemingly deserves because of an abuse of his power. Says Rabbi Pinchas Friedman in the next paragraph, Osvav, he quotes a Chidah in the Maris Ayin in Sanhedrin Tzadi Gimel Mabez. The Chidah says a fascinating, fascinating thing. Today, if you open up an Arsrael Tanakh, what will you find? You will find a book called Ezra, and you will find a book called Nehemiah. It's labeled separately. How did that come to be? Doesn't the Gemara say that it's one book? Doesn't the Gemara say that it's one book? How many books are there in Tanakh? 24. 5 books of Chumash. Yeah? 8 books of Navi. So what does that get us to? 13. 5 Megillos. That gets us to? 18. Yeah? And then? What's left?
Sleep.
What's left?
Sleep.
What's left in Sudan? Trezor is part of Navi. Tehillim. Mishle. Eov. Daniel. I'm skipping on purpose. Direi Yamim. So that's 23. What's the 24th book? Ezra Nehemiah. Well, what is it? Is it Ezra? Is it Nehemiah? It's two. No, it counts as one book. And its proper name, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, is Ezra. So why today do we actually refer to it as Nehemiah? The Gemara says we're not supposed to do that. I found this Chidah this past year. I was very excited about this Chidah. It's a fascinating question the Chidah asks. No? Why do we call it Nehemiah? Why do we print it? Why does our scroll print it as Nehemiah? It's against the Gemara. Look at this. This is unbelievable. Let's read where it's bolted. V'yesh lachor. The ayin roa dezek kama meos shonim for years already, for hundreds of years. Ube prat since the time of the printing press. Says the Chidah, the yesh sefer Ezra l'chud v'sefer Nehemiah l'chud. And to say it's just an accident, says the Chidah. Nothing's an accident. Everything is orchestrated. Hashkacha pratis from on high. So how did this come to be? The Afshar Masha Kosov Bishem Harav Ayir Vakadish Marino Harav Yisrael Saruk. The Rabbi Gamliel was removed from his nesius because of what? Because Rabbi Gamliel was a Gilgal of Nehemiah. And the same way that Nehemiah what? Nehemiah took pride for himself, Rabbi Gamliel also would be penalized. But think about it. What was the end of the story with Rabbi Gamliel? How does the Gemara in Brachos end? How does the Gemara in Brachos end? They reinstated Rabbi Gamliel to his position of Nisius. So says the Chidah, Pilei Plam. Says the Chidah, so too. For a period of time of Jewish history, Nehemiah will not be its own book. But eventually, the same way that Rabbi Gamliel got his tikkun, Nehemiah gets his tikkun. And therefore, once again, the book can be called properly the book of Nehemiah. Unbelievable. It's not fully brought back in. We're not going to call it a 25th book of what? Of Tanakh, the same way that Rabbi Gamliel wasn't fully brought back in. Rabbi Gamliel had to split time with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Gemara divides it up, right? 3 weeks and 1 week after Rabbi Gamliel was reinstated. So the same way that Rabbi Gamliel was temporarily removed and then reinstated, but only partially, so too, the book of Nehemiah was pushed to the side and then partially reinstated. Pretty unbelievable, no? Pretty unbelievable. So Rabbosai, we come to the end. We come to the very end. Let's go to the bottom left-hand paragraph. Mikol ha'amor, from everything that we've said, from all that we've learned, Zachinu lahavin ma'at mize'er madu'a nistavit min ha'shamayim she'yigrum Rashbi l'kol ha'sichsu chazeh. Now we understand what a chacham Rashbi is. Understanding how things play out on a deeper dimension. How Yoshua is the Yoshua Kohen Gadol is Haran. And how Rabbi Gamliel is Nehemiah. And how Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is Ezra. And how everything was so perfectly planned. Ki mi'achar she'hesik beruach chadsho b'toras ha'gilgulim. She'ben Gamliel yesh bo nishmas Nehemiah. She'achzik tov la'atzmo. V'chdei l'chaper al zeh hu tzarech lisbol tzar u'busha shel yispatrus minisiyos. In order for Nehemiah to get his tikkun, Rabbi Gamliel has to undergo what? That same process in Nehemiah being pushed aside. B'nosav al-kach ra, ki kidei lahatzil shichas ha-Torah mi-Yisrael. We needed Dafka Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who's a Gilgal of Ezra, Sofer, the one who also defended against shichas ha-Torah. The Gam ha-Pam, Yivatel shichas ha-Torah, will be able to overcome that shichas ha-Torah and bring Talmidim into the base medrash, even if they're not, Tochel Kavara, the last page. Lachin, final page. Lachin. Nistaveh min ha-Shamayim, she-Yigrom le-Sichsuch Dafka bein Rabbi Yashur ben Gamliel. Of course, this hell had to come about through a machlokas Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamliel. Basically, in other words, a machlokas between Yeshua Kohen Gadol, right, and Rabbi Gamliel, and Nehemiah. Ki Rabbi Yeshua Shaya Gilgal Hara, Rabbi Yeshua Kohen Gadol, Muchach Sheroi Lahachlas Abayis Medrash Gam Talmud Shein Tochel Gabaro. Ki Mitoch Shalol Lishma, Bal Lishma. Al Yidei Sich Zuchzeh, Nisman Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Lenasi, and that is the perfect tikkun. What was the opening question we asked? And with this we conclude. Why did they not reveal to us at the beginning of the story in Brachos who that Talmud was? Why does it say, Maisa b'Talmud Echa? Why only at the very end of the story does it tell us, oh, by the way, in case you're wondering who that Talmud was, oh, so Talmud, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Hava. Why only tell us at the end? Says Rabbi Pinchas Friedman, it's Pasha. Because at the very beginning of the story, it seems like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is causing a terrible machlokas amongst Chai Yisrael. It's only at the end of the story when we see how everything works out. So Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel actually appease each other. And once we understand that this is all part of the plan, once you get to the end of the story, once you see how it really was meant to be, you understand that we have no need to hide the name. There's no busha in revealing who it was. It was our great teacher and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And of course, he ends off by telling us that that very pasuk that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai quoted in Yavna, Ki losi shakach mi pizaro, as is mentioned in the writings of Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. It's also found in the Teferis Shlomo of Radamsk. Ki lo sishachach mi pi zaro isofei tevos yochai. That the Torah will not be forgotten. Mi pi zaro? From the zera of who? From the zera of the one who's hinted to in the Pasuk. Yochai. Who's the zera of Yochai? Of course, Shimon Bar Yochai. So Mirz Hashem, we should be zocha. We should be zocha to be Jews who, like we spoke about yesterday, expand Torah. Nachas v'shalom Jews who cause shichas haTorah. We should invite many people into the Beis Medrash, and it'll be a hemshich of this tikkun that was brought about in this brilliant way by Rabbeinu Agadol Rishon Bar Yochai. Zechuso, Yagein Aleinu.